Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. As much as you can, wave your hands to Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God.
Blessed be your holy name.
You want to wave your hands to Him and give Him all the glory, give Him all the praise, give Him all the adoration. Express your gratitude. Tell Him how grateful you are. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Lord, thank you for all that you have done. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify your holy name. Accept our thanksgiving this morning. Please, Lord, let it ascend to the heavens. Let the heaven receive our gratitude to the glory and to the praise of His name. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Father. And thank you, Father. Now let's ask the Lord, Lord, speak to us again this morning. Let your word come again to us. Give us an understanding of your word. Let our lives not remain the same again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory. Father, thank you again. We are seeing 2025, end of the year thanksgiving. Above and against all odds, we say we are grateful. What the enemy meant for evil, thank you for turning it for good. What the enemy meant for evil, thank you for turning it for good. Thank you for giving us a testimony. Thank you for making us testimonials of your grace, of your covering, and your manifest presence. Indeed, to him that doeth great things, for your mercies endures forever. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you and thank you, Lord. And thank you and thank you, Lord. Father, this morning let the blessing of thanksgiving answer for each one. Let the blessing of our thanksgiving answer in our lives. Let us not seek you in vain this morning. For all we do, we vow to give you the glory. Let burdens be lifted. Let yokes be broken. Let the sick be healed. Let breakthrough answer for each and every one. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, teach us your word this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please help me look at your neighbor with a smile and tell them happy end of the year thanksgiving. Happy end of the year thanksgiving. Happy end of the year thanksgiving. Give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. As we of the Lord. Amen and amen. I said amen and amen. To God alone be all the glory. Great things He has done. Hallelujah. We're just going to be hearing the word again very shortly, and then we are going to burst out in expression of our thanksgiving. There is only one thing we have come to do today, and we are here to say thank you, Lord. That's all we are here to say. Tell your neighbor one thing we are here to do. All to say thank you, Lord. Tell your neighbor we are only here to say thank you, Lord. Ask your neighbor, is that what you are here to do? What's their response? Hallelujah. That's all we are here to do. I believe through the world again, somebody will be stirred up. Somebody will be still trying to, you know what are they doing? What should they be doing? Why should they be doing this? We pray that by the reason of the word, understanding will blossom. And then your engagement will go more higher. And as you engage, your life will never remain the same again. Can I ask you a sincere question? Has God been good to you this year? Now, just help me ask your neighbor. Let it be a talk between you and your neighbor. My neighbor, has God truly been good to you? Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Understanding the power of thanksgiving is what we are sharing quickly this morning. Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2, and 10 to 15, which is the anchor text for our sharing. It's also the call to worship we read. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Verse 2 says, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, your mercies I see. Oh, my heart. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is a mystery in the kingdom of God. It's a mystery. Thanksgiving is a vital secret in the kingdom of God. It is one of the greatest secrets of great men and great women in this kingdom. I don't know any other secret, you know, but if you don't know the secret of thanksgiving, you are still grounded. It is the secret behind the change of story of men and women. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Although the fig tree may not blossom, that's what Habakkuk began to lament. Neither is there fruit in the vine, the labor of the holy is failed. The field yield no meat. The flocks cut off from the fold. There is no harp in the still. 18, he says, yet I will rejoice. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord will make me, will be my strength. And then will make my feet like iron's feet. And then make me to walk on my what? High places. My high places. Yet I will rejoice in what? The Lord. Please note, until your thanksgiving is personal, it does not fly with God. Yet I will rejoice. I will. Somebody say I. It is personal thanksgiving that flies more with God. Thank God we are here corporately, but we must thank God personally. David said in Psalm 34 and verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises will continually be in my mouth. Somebody say, I. It's personal. It's personal. Luke 17, verse 17. Personal thanksgiving is what flies. And Jesus answered, were there not 10 that were cleansed? But where are the 9? So he expects us to come individually to come and thank God. You think God didn't know what he did for you this year? He knows, in case you are not aware. You didn't take record, but heaven took record. Heaven took record. It takes personal thanksgiving to fly with God. If your thanksgiving must reach heaven this morning, please, you must personalize it. For instance, no genuine thanksgiving goes down or runs empty in life. Say with me, I will never go down. Although nothing seems to happen, he said, the Lord will make my feet like hinds' feet and will cause me to ride upon what? My high places. You will never go down in 2026. I say you will never go down in 2026. I thought I would hear you loud, amen. We saw how Jesus multiplied the limited fishes and bread. John chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. No thanksgiver ever run empty. It looked insufficient, but the Bible says himself knew what to do. Hallelujah. That when things look limited, what to do is to offer God an unlimited thanksgiving, and God will turn your insufficiency to more than sufficiency. The enclosed unto them 12 remnants of baskets after 5,000 men has been fed. They didn't tell us women. In most gathering, women are more. So if men were 5, women would have been 10. So truly, truly, that crusade was almost 15,000. And they still have 12,000 more. 12 basket more. And the Bible didn't tell us how many that 12 basket would have fed. The multiplier's effect of thanksgiving. You will never know emptiness again in your life. On the other hand, nothing works in the hand of a murmurer, a complainer. When you become a complainer, things become complicated. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 10. Is a neither murmur here, like them who do murmur, and they became the victim of the destroyer. Somebody say, God forbid. Louder, you can say, God forbid. Beware of murmuring, because it only complicates your issues. That is why time and time again, God's servant has said, to take God for granted is to be grounded. You will never be grounded. I didn't hear your amen. I say, I didn't hear your amen. So we must stop counting our losses and start counting our blessings. We must stop counting our losses and start doing what? We must stop counting our losses and start counting what? 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. Hallelujah. Media, if you can help us, please look at the screen, everybody. Let's read 1, 2, go. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Now, if thou did receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hast not received it? Lift up your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Stop counting your losses. Start counting your blessings. If you can think enough, you will thank many more. Hallelujah. Whether you like it or not, you are not where you used to be. Two of us? Do I have a weakness in the house? Well, somebody may be saying, well, okay, I've not celebrated my birthday, but you celebrated your birthday this year. So you are not where you used to be. This year, you became addition 1 year. Addition 1 year. 1 year was added to you, two of us. So in case you say there's no addition, I'm aware that there was an addition. Are you catching that now? Who added it? Who make you to differ? Who make you to differ? Who make you to differ? Who is making the difference? Who is making the difference? Who is making the difference? Let's stop counting our losses. And let's start counting our blessings. Remember, if you have lost anything, in case you say, Pastor, I lost everything. Abi? Oh, I lost some things, right? God is the reason why you did not lose everything. Praise the Lord. Did you lose everything? Ask your neighbor, did you lose everything? What's their response? Oh, I lost my car this year in an accident. But you didn't lose your life. Did you lose your life? Did you lose your life? Oh, I lost something. But you didn't lose everything. So we must be careful. Because what the enemy does is to make us focus much more on things that are not working. Whereas the things that are working are much more than the things that are not working. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. Again, thanksgiving is a personal responsibility. And no one can thank God on one behalf. No one. I was not there when you had that accident. You were the one that had it. You were the one God delivered. You are the one to return. You were the one that wrote that test. You were the one that wrote that exam. You were the one that went for that interview. And you passed. So you are the one to return. I know what God has done for me. So I am the one to return for my own. So every man according to his destiny. Thanksgiving is one of the most spiritual potent force. And in case you are not aware, thanksgiving is one of the vital spiritual force against our enemies. That means you can win battles in the midst of thanksgiving. Psalm 92 verse 1 to 2, we've read that. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to the name of Most High. Verse 10, he said, my horn shall thou anoint like the horn of a unicorn. And I shall be anointed with what? I shall be anointed with what? So, thanksgiving qualifies you for fresh anointing. The more thankful you are, the more anointed fool you become. No wonder David never lost any battle. I'm sure you know the entire book of Psalm was written by David. Look at the testimony of David in Psalm 119, verse 164. 7 times a day will I praise thee. How many times? How many times? How many times? How many times have you praised God today? David had 7 scheduled daily thanksgiving. No wonder David never lost any battle. Are you catching that now? In Psalm 92, verse 10, God was speaking about David. Your horn I will exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and you shall be anointed with what? Fresh oil. Now look at what God said in verse 11 all the way. Verse 11 says, your eyes also shall see your desire of your enemy. He said, and my ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. Are you catching that now? Verse 12, he said, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and it shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. Let's read this scripture, Psalm 89 also. Psalm 89, verse number 20. Psalm 89 and verse 20. Psalm 89, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. The thank giver will always be anointed. David was a man that was full with thanksgiving. God was looking for him to anoint him. People think we only get anointing when we come to church. No! We get more anointed when we live a lifestyle of thanksgiving. And look at what David said in verse 21. Look at the testimony of David. He said, with whom my hand shall establish. My hand also will strengthen him. Can you see that? Go forward. 22.
He said, the enemy shall not exult on him. And I thank God. Look at the way the Bible is using it. Him, not them. Personal thanksgiving, personal anointing, personal victory. Nor the sons of wickedness afflict him. Verse 23, he said, I will beat down his foes before his face. And I will plague everyone that hate him. Don't fight a thanksgiver. When you fight a thanksgiver, you are fighting God. No wonder David never lost any battle. Because anyone that faced David was facing God. And you can't face God and win. Never possible. For if God be for you, 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 can I prophesy? All through your lifetime in 2026, you will not lose any battle. I'm praying for you and your family right now. I pray that as you enter into the year 2026, you will not lose any battle in your lifetime. You will not lose any battle in your lifetime. Now, in case you are not aware, life is a battlefield. Whether you like it or not, you may not like to fight. You may like to fight. Battles will still come. Battles will still rage. Challenges will still range. But it does not matter. Do you know why? Because if God be for you, no man can be against you. And in thanksgiving, God becomes for you. I see God taking over your battle this time. In the same vein, let's note that thanksgiving is one of the mysteries behind sustainable church growth. Jeremiah 13:19-21. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them. I will multiply them. The more they thank me, the more I will multiply them. Hallelujah. We are going to be reading some good reports from us here, Winners Chapel, Birmingham, very shortly before we go into a time of praise. You will see some enormous things that God has done for us. Mind-blowing things. Some of the records we had were 100%, 100%, 100%, 100%. Some of the records. 100%, 100%. We are not where we used to be. Why? Because as we remain thankful, he always multiplies us the more. You cannot be grounded with an attitude of gratitude. A wise man said, the attitude of gratitude is the secret to great altitude. If you want to keep changing level, you must keep changing your level of thanksgiving. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. They were praising God and they were having favor. And the Lord was adding to them daily such as should be saved. Listen, the business you didn't thank God for, you are going to lose. The family you are not thanking God for, you are about to lose. Because in thanksgiving, we enjoy addition, not subtraction. Let's know, behind every church growth, God is the one that brings the people. True of us? John 6:44. He said, it's the Lord that draws the people. It's the Lord that brings the people. No man can come except God draws them. Hallelujah. Can you save any soul? Do you have the power to do any souls? No. So if we see souls saved, it's because God is the one that draws them. If we see people convicted, when you went on the street this year and you preached to somebody and somebody said, you know what, I'm interested to come. And they came. It's not because of the fine tune of your English. It's because God convicted their heart. Are you catching that now? I want to believe Jesus deserves a clap offering there, please. So when you display your market online, offline, off shop, in shop, and somebody called you and said, can I order? Don't say, well, our marketing are great, are robust, you know. We market everywhere. We know how to do all the publicity. Who make it to differ?
There are people who are marketing more than you. They are not getting any sale. I'm telling you the truth. There are some people who are every... There is no media, they are not. There is no media. Yet, they cannot be compared to the profit of sales that you have. Are you catching that now? Are you catching that now? Are you catching that now? Who is it that is making you to differ?
Let's be careful. When we stop appreciating God, we start depreciating. Somebody say, God forbid. Louder, you can say, God forbid. When things are working, we give thanks. When they appear not to be working, what do? For it is why we are giving thanks that God will start making them to work. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, he said, in everything, give thanks. In how many things? In how many things? In how many things? He said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Somebody say the will of God. So if I ask you, what is the will of God in your life today? What would you say? What would you say? What would you say? It's thanksgiving. The will of God is that in every situation you find yourself, what do? You give thanks. In Hebrews 10:36, the Bible tells us there. It says, you have need of patience after you have done the will of God. You obtain the promise. Do you know why a lot of people don't see prophecy fulfilled? It's because they don't do the will. When you hear prophecy, don't go and sit. Start thanking God for even the fact that God has spoken to you. Are we making sense? Start thanking God. I want to believe it's Jeremiah 17:16, probably, if you can put on the screen. Start thanking God that God has spoken to you. Immediately you receive prophecy, don't go sit down. Just begin to celebrate and begin to glorify and begin to magnify God. The Lord, you spoke the word. I have said many times on this altar that except God did not say it, because anything God says is committed to bring to pass. Hallelujah. Anything God have said is what? Committed to bring it to pass. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man to lie, neither is it a son of man to repent. He said, has he said it? Will he not do it? Or has he spoken it? Shall he not bring it to pass? I still have good news for somebody. Before the 31st of December, the fullness of your new era package shall be yet be delivered. Amen. A believer in the house will say a loud amen. Amen. So it's important for us to recognize the wonders of God. And it's important for us to continually understand that even in our thanksgiving, we must be conscious about it. Quickly, 7 power forces in thanksgiving, and then we'll rise up. In other words, you can call them benefits or blessing of thanksgiving. 1 is that thanksgiving facilitates access to God's presence. Psalm 100 and verse 4. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with what? His praise. That means you don't have his presence until you come with praise. Psalm 22 and verse 3. He says, oh God, that inhabited the praises of his people. God's presence inhabits his praise. And when God is present, he will always make the difference. Psalm 16 and verse 11. In your presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Some of you wonder, why is it that it looks as if God is more with some people? If you check behind them and check their secret, they are thank givers. thanksgivers always are enveloped with the presence of God. Listen, it's not enough for you to say, Lord, go with me. No, that's prayer. And it's only God that answers prayers, true of us. If you say, Lord, go with me, and you are a complainer, God can't go with you. Number two, it facilitates answers to prayers. Philippians 6, 4, verse 6 to 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, in prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your request known to God. Somebody say, I hear. With thanksgiving. You want to enjoy speedy answer to your prayers? Always envelope your prayers with thanksgiving. Your prayer will never know delay. Number three, it secures answers, access to fresh oil that renders our enemy helpless. We've seen that in Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2, and verse 10 to 11. Fresh oil. Anytime you are in thanksgiving, access to new anointing that makes your enemy helpless. Your enemies can't do anything about you just because you are anointed. Number four, it causes believers to flourish while others struggle. Psalm 92, verse 1 to 2. And then you see verse 12 all the way to 15. It says, the righteous shall flourish like palm tree. Thanksgivers don't know dry season. You will never know dry season. Number five, thanksgiving preserves God's blessing in our life. Somebody say, believe in amen. Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 to 2 and 3. This commandment is for you, O ye priest. You will not hear, knocking unto me, to give thanks unto me. He said, I will cause your blessing. If you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, see the Lord of hosts, I will cause your blessing. Verse 2, please. I will cause your blessing. I will cause your blessing. I will even send a curse upon you, and I will cause your blessing. Yea, I have caused them already. Because you do not lay it to heart. Somebody say, God forbid. So if you want to know true thanksgiving, it's first from the heart, and then you find it in the mouth. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, inside then outside. It's not enough to lift up hands, you must lift up hearts. It's not enough to sing in your mouth, you must sing in what? In your heart. Tell your neighbor, let your heart thank God first. Jeremiah 13, verse 15 to 17. The Bible warns us there also. I want to read that scripture. He said, hear and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness and before your feet begin to stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, it turns them into shadow of death. If you will not hear, my soul will weep in secret places for your pride, for your highs. He said, I'm run down with tears because the lost flock is now carried captive. Say, God forbid. How can you be a child of God and become a captive? Many of you, God gave you the job. The first day you went to the job, because of the way they treated you, you start murmuring. What kind of job is this? Immediately, you open the door for the destroyer. You become a captive of that place. What kind of a woman do I marry? What kind of a man is this? And all you are doing is comparing yourself, comparing your children. The Bible says the lost flock is carried captive. Do you know anything you don't appreciate will depreciate? Let me advise you, husband and wife, father and mother and children, appreciate each other. Thank God for what you have and where you are. Stop copying and comparing yourself. If God wanted you to be married to that man, you should have been married to the man. But God made you marry this short man. Thank God for his shortness. Say, you this man, say, you are not very romantic. Thank God. Why did you marry him in the first place?
You knew it was not romantic. Oh, but you were romantic before. Now you are not romantic. Thank God for the romantic before. Thank God for the romantic before. Thank God for the before so that the present will be established. The problem is a lot of us don't appreciate what we have. We are comparing it to something. That's why you are not happy. And be careful. The grass is not greener in the other side until you get there. Until you hear their story. They posted on the social media. Who posts bad thing on social media? Who? Is it not when they are very, very nice? Are you getting me? And then they add drama. Say babes, let's pepper them. Let's pepper them. Let's pepper them. Behave as if you are the one that cooked this meal. Behave as if you are the one that washed all the plates. Let me take video and say, see, my husband is washing all the plates. And then you, that your husband have not watched the play, say, oh my God, what kind of man do I marry? Is this man is not, oh my God. All your day not happy? You are not, why? Because you are not appreciative. He didn't wash the plate, but he fixed the car. Be grateful. Are you getting that now? He didn't clean the house. Are you getting that now? But he did something else. You have to look out for the good and not the bad. In thanksgiving, we focus on what? The benefits. Listen to me. As you thank God for what is working, the one that are not working will begin to catch up. I can tell you the truth. That's how it works. Your life will never remain the same again. I say your life will never remain the same again. Complaining will not be found in your house again. Murmuring will not be found in your household again. Let's wrap up quickly. Number 5, like I said, it preserves our blessing. Number 6, it perfects our blessing. Your blessing shall be perfected. Luke 17, 17 to 19. And thanksgiving multiplies our blessing. As we saw in Jeremiah 30, verse 19, and John 6, verse 6 to 12. To God alone be all the glory. As we give God thanks today, let our whole hearts be set. Remember, the bedrock of our thanksgiving is not because of things, but because of the breath that is in our nostrils. Psalm 50 and verse 6 is, let everything that has breath do what? So everybody breathing this morning, we owe God thanks. Say with me, I owe God thanks. Louder, I owe God thanks. Psalm 150 and verse 6, please. Psalm 150 and verse 6. Psalm 150 and verse 6. Let everything that has breath do what? Let everything that has breath do what? Let everything that has breath do what? So the reason we are thanking God today, it's not necessarily even because of things. It's because of what? Breath. It's because of life. Life is the hallmark of everything. When there is no life, there cannot be things. When there is no life, you can't remember COS. You can't remember COSO. You can't remember immigration status. You can't remember all these things. All these things that is making you feel bad. It is life that is reminding you. So because there is life, we must be grateful. You say, Lord, I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. To you alone be the glory. Lift up your hands and celebrate him. Wave your hands to him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Exalt his name. Exalt his name. Musician, let's come on. Let's come on. As much as possible. Everybody in church, lift up your hands where you are and give him the thanks. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Father, we say thank you for all that you have done. To you alone be all the glory. To you alone be all the praise. And to you alone be all the adoration. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you and thank you, Lord.
Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Before we begin to rise and give God thanks as much as we can, amen, within the time that we have, in Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2, the Bible says there, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not," what? "All his benefits." Somebody say his benefit. Louder, you can say his benefit. So it's important for us to also know some of the benefits. Now, we don't have all the time. We'll go through some of these things that we have seen also that God has done in our midst to inform some of the thanksgiving we are giving this morning. Somebody say a believing amen. I said somebody said a believing amen. Media, I don't know if you can help us. You put that on the screen and then we'll just run through it quickly. We may not read all, but we'll just pick some few things. And then we appreciate God for it. Hallelujah. The new era year. The God of new era is still very much in our midst in Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. To God alone be all the glory. Please move to the next things. We are just identifying some things that God has done in our life. We are writing. These are the things God has done. These are the things. These are the things. Go back to the first one. Go back to the first, please. Just the first. Thank you. Total number of first timers, 1,449. To God be the glory. People who responded to the call of salvation, 272. Hallelujah. People who attending our Believers Foundation class to set up their stage, 733. Number of our Holy Ghost baptism, 564. Please clap for Jesus. It's him that made us different. The number of our water baptism this year, 126. To God alone be all the glory. We have 536 people attended our first ever new members banquet for 2025. Carry on. Carry on. This year we had 3 tiers of Wolfby. Amen. Go back to the Wolfby. And we had almost 132 people graduated from our Wolfby. Hallelujah. Carry on. Carry on. Last year we had about 61 cells. By this year we have 100 cells. So we had almost 39 new cells was planted this year. We had about 157.7 increase in our attendance of ourselves. This is God. Carry on. This is God. The one we recorded, because some of you will not tell us that your children was born. At least the one we recorded, 53. This year that was born to this church. Are we the only one? Please help me clap for Jesus. So we have 53 new babies. Boy, to God be the glory. This Christmas, by the grace of God, through our Kingdom Care, we service 207 families. 207 families. We are not the only one. Carry on. God is good. Our youth too, they were doing very well in all that they did. Their Valentine, for the very first time, paid event, 106. To God be the glory. Are you clapping? Clap for Jesus, please. Move on. European Convention Week, they all attended. We had about 57 delegates. Now, this is 78% above the previous year. That's what they told us. That's what we saw. Hallelujah. To God alone be the glory. Some are hanged out. Awesome. Move on. Move on. Move on. Please keep clapping for Jesus. Our Shabbat night, We saw about 574 people in attendance. 309 online. Also, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And then several other events that happened. New initiative that came through the youth ministry this year. Please move on. Keep clapping for Jesus, please. Keep clapping for Jesus. Our children's church, for the very first time, they introduced what we call the children's registration check-in and check-out system. First time of its time, hallelujah, we had what we call the development of a refurbished sensory room. Many of us may not be aware of that, but these have helped us to continue to support the needs of children and special children with special education needs and abilities. These are strengthening our commitment to being an inclusive church, ensuring that every child feels welcome, supported, and valued. To God alone be the glory. Even in our teens church, we had 30 teens give their life to Christ this year on record. Water baptism, 25. Junior Bible school this year, 151. Please, let's celebrate Jesus. We are raising champions. We are raising champions. Move forward. Move forward. To God alone be all the glory. Our marriage committee, quite a number of programs. Massive success. Things that we have never done before happened this year. All on the screen, on display. To God alone be the glory. To God alone be the glory. To God alone be the glory. Many of us are not aware, but you need to know that we have a very strong corporate, you know, relation activities going on here. This year alone, Winners Chapel, Birmingham, we have serviced 1,210 families in our food bank. A lot of us are not aware. People come to this church from the community and we service them. Individuals alone, 1,416. Many of us know when we go to the city center, we carry free food, free everything. The one we have on record, about 1,416. This year, we had parliament breakfast with the government, connecting all across MTE. Only God can do this. First time we had a crime, knife crime event that brought people all across, an impact for each other. To God alone be all the glory. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And then we have some of the things we did in Christmas that you saw all of the event. We visited two great homes this season. The Carrier Home, the Accom Home. You can see over 100 and people were serviced. Homeless support 50 is all out there. And we gave financial donation to the Birmingham Children and Women Hospital Trust. To God alone be all the glory. Rise up on your feet with a shout of hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. The reason we are showing you this thing is because we are not saying we did it. We are saying who? God did it. Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? In the same way, help me tell your neighbor, God did the one in your life. Louder, you can tell your neighbor, God did the one in your life.
These are the things that are informing our thanksgiving. Are you catching that now? We are going to praise God in a short moment. Just to say, Father, again, we are thankful. And then you go and continue the intense thanksgiving in your home till the year runs out. Hallelujah. But in case you are in this service, please all rise, because we are already ministering. All rise, except you feel sick and you can't rise. But if you are strong, rise up on your feet. You are in this service. You have not totally surrendered to Jesus. The best time to do it is now. Please, wherever you are, give me the privilege. Let's pray for you. You want to give your life to Christ? You want to surrender your life to Christ? Let's pray for you. The reason is because only Christ can bring you out of that crisis. Only Christ can give you peace. Only Christ can give you joy. Please, we don't want to assume, but you came to this service and you need to totally surrender.
Please, wherever you are, take a bold step. Come forward. Let's receive you. God bless you. Come forward. Let's receive you. God bless you. Church, clap your hands, please. Clap your hands as much as you can. Let's encourage anyone. Whether you are anywhere, foyer anywhere, please just come. The young man, young woman, old man, old woman, anywhere you are, white or black, Jesus calling you to surrender to Jesus. To surrender to Jesus. To surrender to Jesus. Let's pray for you. And God bless you as you do. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, anyone that wants to do that, please get down here. Let's pray for you. Let's pray for you. I said amen and amen. The choir will take on a short moment of praise. We want to celebrate God as a church to say, Father, everything this year, both in my life and in this church, we give you what? All the glory. Please make sure you celebrate God again as you dance and give God the quality thanks as you can, and let God know you are grateful. Choir, let's sing this praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we've come to say is thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All we have to say is thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We are grateful to you. All we've come to say.
and come to the altar area. We are going to pray for you before we shut down the service. And we are thanking God. Please, your bag, anything you came to church with, just come to the altar area. Somebody just give him the last praise. Hallelujah. Let's go.
We say, Almighty Father, we give you all the praise.
My God, you are
celebrate, 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 celebrate. Come and give the Lord your thanks. 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 Hallelujah. We say, Almighty Father, we give you all the praise. King of Glory, we give you all the praise. From Sharon, we give you all the praise.
In the name of Jesus the Christ, between now and the next end of the year Thanksgiving, which will be 2026, you shall be singing a new song.
Amen.
You shall be rejoicing in joy and rejoicing.
Amen.
You will not know any downtime. 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 You will get to a point that people will ask you, do you ever have problem? And you will tell them, maybe it came, I never knew. What that means is that God will not make you see any form of devastation. In the name of Jesus, every blessing of thanksgiving becomes your portion. And so shall it be. I said, and so shall it be. You are ending the year 2025 with more greater joy. Whatever is still left in a prophetic agenda, I decree that God will bring it to pass. You will enter 2026 with a new song. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Please help me congratulate your neighbor to the left and right again. Congratulations, my neighbor. Happy end of the year, Thanksgiving. Please take your seat, members.
We believe you are blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.